Today's Amud is Beitzah Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, 12 lines from the bottom, by the two dots, by the words Umekayden Es Behema Biyamtiv. So we mentioned in the Mishnah a three-way machlekes when it comes to combing the hair of a behema on Yamtiv. So we had that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that it was mutter to be mekardin as a behema biyamtiv. Mekardin means to use a metal brush. You're allowed to use a metal brush to comb the behema's hair on yamtiv. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, you can't be mekardin, but you could be mekartzefen. So you can't use the metal brush, but you could be mekartzefen means you could use a wooden brush. And then we had the third sheet to the Chachamim. The Chachamim said you can't even be mekartzefen. You can't even use a wooden brush. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's matter everything, even a metal brush. Rabbi Yehuda asers metal, but he's matter wood. And the Chachamim say everything's aser. So says the Gemara now, we want to explain now what exactly is the sheirish of this machlekes. What exactly are they arguing about? And perhaps it's good to be makdim that we know that there's a machlekes in general in all of Shas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about a davar she'ena mischavein. If a person does something on Shabbos or Yom Tov, or even when it comes to Shari Surim, if a person doesn't act, but we'll stick to Shabbos and Yom Tov just for now, that if a person doesn't act and it might or might not result from his act a malacha, so Rabbi Shimon holds davar she'ena mischavein is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda holds davar she'ena mischavein is aser. The classic example is if a person wants to drag a chair, a bench, a bed outside on the dirt, and it's not so heavy that it's not for sure going to make a furrow when you drag it through the dirt, but it might make a furrow. So Rabbi Shimon holds it's mutter because, being that it's not for sure going to make a furrow, it just might or might not, and that's not what your intentions are. Your intentions are just to get the chair from Makom A to Makom B, so therefore there's no problem. That's not aser. That's going to be mutter. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, davar she'ena mischavein is aser, being that there might result from your acts an iser, so you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to drag the chair across the dirt. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. So now says the Gemara that when it comes to mekardivin and mekartzefin, this machlokes is going to be taluy in Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, ezu kerud vezu kirtzef. First we have to explain the metzias, meaning what's the difference between if the brush is wooden or if the brush is metal. So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, what is the halachic difference between kerud and kirtzef? What's the difference? So says the Braisa, it doesn't really have to do with the fact that one's metal and one's wood. Rather, kerud ketanim va'is and chabura. The nature of kerud, of this metal brush, is that the bristles tend to be smaller, they're thinner. Va'is and chabura, and when you brush the animal's hair, it could happen that it could make a chabura, it could make the animal bleed. Whereas kirtzef gedolim, whereas the wooden brush, it's not because of the fact that it's wooden per se, it's just that the bristles happens to be wider. Now that could be because it's wood, so you can't make them thin, but lemaisa, the halachic thing that we care about is the fact that the bristles are wider. The ain ice and chabura, that won't make up chabura in the animal when you brush the animal with this kirtzef, with the wooden brush. And says the Braisa, says the Gemara, v'gimu machleika is bedavar, that there's a three-way machlekes about using such a brush on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, so we're going to jump to Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to skip Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and we'll go back to him soon. First, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, that you're not allowed to use the wooden, the metal brush. You're only allowed to use the wooden brush. Why is that? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that davar she'ena mischavein aser, like we said before. Rabbi Yehuda's l'shitasei, he holds that davar she'ena mischavein is aser, and therefore you're not allowed to use the metal brush, because being that it could make a chabura, it's not for sure going to make one, but being that it could make a chabura, so you're not allowed to use the metal brush on Yom Tov. Mu kerud ketanim v'aisen chabura, kirtzef kegedaylim v'ein aisen chabura. However, that problem is only going to exist by kirud, where the bristles are smaller and it can make a chabura. However, when it comes to kirtzef, being that the bristles are wider, it's not going to make a chabura. And even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you could use the wooden brush on Yom Tov. V'lei gazrin and kirtzef atu kirud. And the chiddush is that we're not geyser, that you're not allowed to use the wooden brush, because if we allow you to use it, then people might use the metal brush. We don't have such a gzeira. Rather, Rabbi Yehuda says that you cannot use the metal brush, but you're allowed to use the wooden brush, as opposed to the chachamim, says the Gemara, v'rabanan savri, namik Rabbi Yehuda. They be'etzem hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that davar shein the mischavin is aser, and therefore it should be that a metal brush is aser, but a wooden brush should still technically be mutter. However, v'gazrin and Kirtzuf Atu Kirin. The reason why the Chachamim say that all brushes to brush the animal's hair on Yom Tov is completely aser, even the wooden brush, is because they hold that we have to be geyser, and you can't use a wooden brush, Atu, that if we allow you to use a wooden brush, a person might end up using the metal brush, which could make a chabura. So that's why the Chachamim say that all brushes are a problem. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Savar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who said that all brushes are mutter, even the metal brush, that's because Savar la Krab Shimon, he holds a Krab Shimon, Da'amar, Davar Sheinu Mischavin mutter, who says that in general, that a Davar Sheinu Mischavin is mutter, you're allowed to drag the chair through the soil, being that it might not make a furrow, even though it might yes make a furrow, that's completely mutter. Here too also, you're allowed to use the metal brush, even though it might make a chabura, being that it might also not make a chabura. It's not your intentions, and therefore, it's going to be mutter. Davar Sheinu Mischavin mutter, and therefore, Bein Kirud, Bein Kirtzuf, Shari. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that both metal and wood, they're both going to be mutter, meaning even the metal brush is going to be mutter. Now, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, so he said the name of Shmuel, Va'amri la Amar Rav Nachman l'chudei, some say it was Rav Nachman himself that said the following, that halacha k'Rav Shimon, that the halacha follows Rav Shimon, that davar shein mischavin is mutter. Asked the Gemara, and said Rav Nachman, or said Shmuel, that why is the halacha k'Rav Shimon? Shaharei Rav Elazar ben Azariah maideloi, because you see from here that Rav Elazar ben Azariah agreed to Rav Shimon. So therefore the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Now Amar le Rava, Rav Nachman, Rava said to Rav Nachman, who either himself said this halacha, or quoted Shmuel as saying this halacha, but either way, Rava said to Rav Nachman, "Vleima mar halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, sharei chachamim ma'idim lei." Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. You're saying the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like him. Okay, so then say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda because the chachamim hold like him. That would make even more sense. See, that's the rabbim. So say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda because the chachamim are maida. What does this have to do with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So Amar Leis, Rav Nachman explained, said back, no, I know Rav Shimon severely. I stam hold the Rav Shimon. The halacha is like Rav Shimon because the halacha is like Rav Shimon. Nothing to do with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. V'ayin, I'm just pointing out further, Shaharei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah maideloi, and that you see that also Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was maided to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's not alone. You see, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah also holds like that. But I wasn't saying that is the reason to paskin like Rabbi Shimon. I was just adding that you should know that Rabbi Elazar that Rabbi Shimon's not alone. But stam I hold that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Says the Mishnah Vayter. Now this next Mishnah really has nothing to do with Maseches Beitzah Be'etzem. It's just that being that in the previous Mishnah we mentioned a pepper grinder, so now we're going to talk more about a pepper grinder. And so now, before we were talking about an Hilchos Yom Tov, using it on Yom Tov, now we're going to talk about it as it relates to the halachas of Tumah V'Tayra. So just some background. The halacha when it comes to wooden kalim is that wooden kalim are only makabel tumah if it has a receptacle. It has to have a kli kibul. A flat wooden kli is not makabel tumah, at least midaraisa. A flat wooden kli is never makabel tumah. However, when it comes to metal, even if it's flat, it's mekabel tuma. Metal doesn't need to have a base kibul. Wood needs to have a base kibul. Metal, even if it's a pshute kli matches, even if it's a flat metal kli, it's mekabel tuma. The third halacha to know is that if you have something which is woven, so then it's tameh even if it doesn't have a base kibul. Chazal were geyser on any sort of sieve, that being that it's like something which is woven, being that it's like a woven baguette, so therefore it's daimil arug, a sieve is always going to be tameh. So those are the three halachas in Tumah V'Tayra to know as a hakdama. Now we have to understand what a pepper grinder was bizman chazal. What are we talking about over here? How did the pepper grinder look? So there are three compartments, as we're going to really see from the Mishnah, that the pepper grinder was made from three parts. There was the bottom part, the middle part, and the top part. The bottom part was typically made from wood, but it was a kli, it was a kli kibul. It had a receptacle, and that's where the pepper, once it was grinded, ultimately fell, was into this bottom wooden part that held the now freshly ground pepper. Then there was the middle part, which was a flat, sometimes metal, sometimes wooden, a flat piece that was like a sieve. It had small little holes in it. And once the pepper was ground, it would go through these tiny holes. So the peppercorns were bigger than the holes. They wouldn't fit through the holes. Only the grounded pepper, once it was actually ground, would fall through these holes, and that would fall into the bottom wooden part. And then you had the top part of the grinder. That was a metal grinder. That was the actual sharp part that actually grinded the pepper. So that was the way the pepper grinder looked. It had the top part, which was the grinder part, the middle part, which was like a sieve, which only allowed the freshly ground pepper to fall through, and then the bottom part was the wooden kli kibul. So says the Mishnah, that harichaim shall pilpulin tameya mishum shleisha kalim. If a pepper grinder was tamei for three kalim, meaning it had three different reasons for it to be tamei. Mishum kli kibul, first of all, because it had the bottom part, which was a kli kibul. Umishum kli matches, it also had the top part, which was metal. Even if without a kli kibul, that's tamei. Umishum kli kivra, and it also had the middle part, which was a sieve, which, like we said, is tamei because of arig. So therefore, that's also tame. The nafkamina is even if one of the parts loses its shame kli, it's still going to be tame because of the other two parts. It has three kalim in it that all make it that it's mekabel tuma. So says the Gemara Tana, we learned tachtayna mishum kli kibul. So this we already spoke out, but the Gemara explains that it's the bottom part which is tame because of the kli kibul, because that's the receptacle part. Emsa is mishum kli kvara. It's the middle part that has the sieve, and alyayna mishum kli matches, and it's the top part that is metal, and that's the makeup of the pepper grinder. Says the Mishnah Vayter, agala shel katan tamei midras. If you have a wagon of a child, so that's mekabel tumas medras. Medras is a tuma that goes onto something that is designated for a person to put his weight on, like a bed, a chair. And this wagon also, we'll see, is also, so certain things like a zava, they're metame when they sit on it, they're metame tumas medras only on items that are designated for putting your weight on. So the Mishnah is telling us that an agala shel katan is a type of item which is designated for a person to put his weight on, and therefore it's mekabel tumas medras. So if a zav or a zava would put their weight on this wagon, so it would be mekabel tumas medras, being that the wagon is something which is made, that's what it's made for a person to put his weight on. Now, what is this agala shel katan? So Rashi says it's talking about a toy stroller. Taisus has a problem that then it's pashut, the din of the Mishnah is pshita. Taisus says that agala shel katan is talking about a baby walker. It's what helps them learn how to walk. Taisus says it's something with three legs and they walk around with it. It's talking about a baby walker. Either way, the reason why it's mekabel tumas medras, we'll see in the Gemara, is because the child puts its weight on this agala. V'nitalas b'shabbos, it has a shem kli, so therefore it's not a problem of muksa. Typically, anything that's not considered a kli, halachically a kli, so it's muksa, this has a shem kli, and therefore it could be moved around on Shabbos, it's not muksa. And the third and final halacha about the sagala is that ve'ina nigreres al gabe kalim. Is that, says the Tanakhama, is that you can only drag it, ve'ina nigreres ella al gabe kalim. On Shabbos, you're only allowed to move it around if you move it on top of a kli. Meaning, as opposed to on the typical floors that they had back then, which were made from dirt, you're not allowed to move this wagon around on dirt on Shabbos, because it could make a furrow, and which is a problem of Chayresh, and therefore you're not allowed to move it around on Shabbos on dirt floors. Rabbi Yehuda says that kol ha-kelim ein negrarin, that although I'm asking to you, that in general, kelim cannot be moved around on dirt floors, chutz min ha-agala b'bnei shuhi kayveshas. But you could move around this wagon, because it doesn't actually make a furrow. When you drag it around, it has wheels, and it rolls around, and it pushes the dirt down. It doesn't actually move the dirt and do the act of chayresh. It just presses it down, makes it a little bit lower. That's not a problem. That's not considered a furrow, and therefore that's going to be mutter, Rabbi Yehuda says. So now says the Gemara to explain our Mishnah, that Agala Shel Katan Tamei Medras. First of all, we said that this toy stroller or this walker, it's Mekabel Tumas Medras. So says the Gemara, the reason is the Hasamech Ilave, because the child puts its weight on it, Memele it's Mekabel Tumas Medras. If a Zav or a Zava would lean on it, it would be Mekabel Tumas Medras. Venitelas b'Shabbos, you're allowed to move it around on Shabbos. So like we said, is Mishum de'ika tayres kliyala. It's because it has a shame kli, and therefore it's not a problem of muksa. Now, the last in of the Mishnah was that ve'ena nigreres el al gabe kelim. Is that you could only move it around if you move it around on a kli. You weren't allowed to move it around on the ground. Again, because the typical ground back then was dirt. So when we say you can't move it around on the ground, we mean you can't roll it on dirt. So says the Gemara, al gabe kelim in, al gabe karkolai. You see, you're only allowed to push this stroller on top of kelim and not on top of the dirt ground. My taima, why can't you move it around on the dirt? So, presumably because, the ka'avet charetz, because it's gonna make a furrow, or at least it could make a furrow, and therefore you're not allowed to move it on the dirt. So money, who is the town of our Mishnah who holds that because it could make a furrow, therefore it's going to be aser to move it around? So says the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yehudahi. Da amar davar shein demeschavein aser. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, like we mentioned before, who says that you're not allowed to move a bench, a chair, a bed, on the ground, on the dirt floor also, because being that it could make a furrow, so davar shein demeschavein is aser. So seemingly the Tanakam in our Mishnah, who says that you cannot move this stroller on a dirt floor, is like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who says davar shein demeschavein is aser. Di'i Reb Shimon. Because if the Tana would be Reb Shimon, Ha'amar Davar Sheinu Meschavin Mutar, that wouldn't work, because Reb Shimon holds that any time you have a Davar Sheinu Meschavin, it's not your intentions, and a Malacha might result from what you're doing, but it's not your intentions, so then it's Mutar, it's no problem. That not like we learned, Reb Shimon Aymer, that Geira Adam Mita Kisei V'Safsel U'Bavachel Yischavin Las Yischaretz, that you're allowed to drag a bed, a chair, or a bench on top of a dirt floor, as long as your intentions aren't to make a furrow. So you see, according to Reb Shimon, davar sheinu meschavein is mutter. So therefore, says the Gemara, it must be that the Tanakama of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and who says davar sheinu meschavein is aser. That's why you can't drag this stroller on top of a dirt floor. Well, ask the Gemara, that doesn't make sense, because I need a seifa. It comes out, you're saying, but that's the Tanakama, that the Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda, and that an Agala could make a furrow in the dirt. It is able to make a furrow. But then look at the Seifa. The Seifa of our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, that, I'll switch the gears a little bit, Kol HaKelim Ein Nigrarim B'Shabbos, Chutz Min Agala, that even though when it comes to other Kelim, you're not allowed to drag them on a dirt floor on Shabbos because it could make a furrow, when it comes to a stroller, you could drag it, Chutz Min Agala Mibnei Shei Kai Veshas, because it doesn't make a furrow. All it does is press the dirt down. So, Mipnei Shekai Veshes in, Avol Charetz Layavda. You see, all it does is it just presses the dirt down. It doesn't make a furrow. So now we have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Does pushing a stroller on the dirt floor, does that make a furrow? Or does that just, Kai Veshes, does it just push the dirt down? You're telling me that the Tanakam is Rabbi Yehuda, but now we have a stira with whether the stroller is able to make a furrow or if it just pushes the dirt down. So says the Gemara, Trei Tanai Valibud Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlaikas tanayim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, does the stroller make a furrow, or could it make a furrow, and therefore it's aser to push it on the dirt floor on Shabbos because davar sheinu meschavein is aser, or does it never make a furrow, all it does is it's kaiveshes, it just pushes the dirt downwards, and therefore it is no problem of davar sheinu meschavein because it doesn't make a furrow bichlal. All it does is push the dirt down. So seemingly this is like a machlekes and metzias. It's a machlekes. Does the stroller make a furrow, or does it make, or does it just push the dirt downwards? In fact, Aderes, so he has a kuntras in one of his svarim, Zachar LeDavid, on page Chafav, and he writes over there a kuntras about all the places in Shas where he found that there seems to be a machlekes and metzias. And one of his examples is from this Gemara, that it seems like that's a machlekes tanayim in the metzias. Does pushing the stroller on the dirt, does it make a furrow, or does it just push the dirt down? I guess I was thinking, if you don't like to have a machlekes and metzias, so maybe you could say is that, no, everybody's masking that typically all it does is it just pushes the dirt down. Both Tanayim Alibid Rabbi Yehuda hold that when you push the stroller on the dirt floor, almost 99% of the time, all it will do is it will push the dirt downwards. It will not make a furrow. There's a certain percentage, maybe it's 1%, maybe you'll call it 0.5%, whatever it is, there's a certain percentage that maybe the wheel will get stuck on the dirt and will actually end up making a furrow. So the Machlaikas Tanayim is on a Metzias. Everybody agrees that that's the Metzias. That an overwhelmingly percentage of the time, it's not going to make a furrow. It's mamish a small minority of percentage of the time that it will make a furrow. And the Machlaikas is that included in Davar Shein Mischavim. What's the percentage that it has to be that a Malacha will result from your action? Then now it's considered that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that that's considered a Davar Shein Mischavim and it's Aser. Perhaps that's the Machlaikas Tanayim. Not a Machlaikas in the Metzias, but just the Machlaikas in the percentage. How likely does it have to be that the Malacha will result from what you're doing, that now it's included in Davar Shein Mischavin is Aser. Al-Kopanim, that's what the Gemara says, so the Tanakama and the Seif of our Mishnah are both Rabbi Yehuda. It's just two different Tanayim, Aliba, the Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not the stroller is a problem of Davar Shein Mischavin Aser to push it on the dirt floor on Shabbos, Hajj and Lach Yom Tov. Bezus Hashem will continue with the third parak in the following shir.